This morning's listener essay is by Patricia Nugent.
I've been thinking, you should write about being fat as a child and how that affected you. It was the first time my mother had ever admitted that I had been fat. Whenever I had brought it up, she always denied it. You were just a little chubby. But in my 50th year, and her last, she finally gave credence to my childhood reality. Although stunned by her deathbed candor, I knew her suggestion was a good one. It was time to heal my psychological wounds and put a human face on what has since been labeled childhood obesity. So to honor one of my mother's last wishes, I write about being fat. I suspect I was fat from infancy, but I knew for sure when the boy down the street dubbed me Fatty Patty. My first communion dress came from Lane Bryant, the fat store. A basic cotton tent, nothing like the frilly little dresses the other girls wore. My father was an athletic director. Much to his dismay, his little girl couldn't even do a somersault. He would coach me, only to be frustrated by my inability to tuck my head and roll. My enabling mother would write excuses to get me out of gym, to spare me the humiliation of being unable to climb the ropes or leap over the horse. I couldn't get my roly-poly body off the ground. While my father had a genuine concern about my quality of life, sensitivity was lacking. He once admonished, "You waddle like a fat person. Walk like this instead." He modeled walking with his toes pointed straight ahead. He made me practice, and practice I did. By then, I knew it was bad to be a fat person. I had a hearty appetite and ate with gusto. Sometimes when my mother put dessert in front of me, my father would slide it over to my ultra-thin sister. She would be delighted while I ran upstairs sobbing. My mother would later rap on my door with a replacement treat, and I'd gobble it down through my tears, feeling absolved yet ashamed. My dad knew I was deeply hurt by his hard-line approach, but justified it with, "You'll thank me one day because boys won't like you if you're fat." But I didn't care about that. What I did care about was that I was bigger than all my scrawny little girlfriends, was teased by other kids, and judged at home. I changed schools in 7th grade and braced myself for new classmates calling me fat. Mostly, though, I was ignored. Except for a popular boy who befriended me because he thought I was funny. The following summer, my excess pounds melted off. It may have been increased activity, hormones, and/or boys. Whatever the reason, my 8th grade physical determined that I was underweight. But thin was only my outward appearance. Inside, I was still fat. Even though my weight has long since been within normal range, I continue to carry those extra pounds in my head because fat was my first identity. And once you have been fat, you are forever aware that you have the ability to stretch your skin again, to distort your body unwittingly, and very well might do so. Although I have used the F word throughout, I am aware that fat is one of the few pejoratives that we continue to use with impunity. Fat people are acceptable joke fodder, ripe for the picking, because conventional wisdom believes they could be thin if they had more self-control. Shame on them is our not-so-subtle reaction, leading to prejudice and discrimination. My mother wanted me to include suggestions for reducing childhood obesity. I believe the lessons are implicit in my story and vary for each reader. There are many reasons why people overeat or underexercise, and there are reasons other than these why people are overweight. Through hard work, coupled with sensitivity and support from others, it is possible to physically transcend obesity. But the stretch marks in our heads and hearts never really go away. We just try our best to cover them up. My mother was the inspiration for this essay, and my father brought it full circle at the end of his life. After refusing cake offered repeatedly by the frail little man one night, a treat he frequently denied me as a child, I asked him if he remembered how fat I used to be. He immediately responded, "Yes." Then with a wink and a grin, he added, "And you still are."
Patricia A. Nugent lives in Saratoga Springs, New York, and is the author of the book, They Live On, Saying Goodbye to Mom and Dad. More information is available at journalartspress.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.